Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is a Broadway star, and she's in town for performance at Orchestra Hall. Put your hands together for Ashley Brown.
Ding dong, merrily on high.
Ashley Brown has had a tremendous career at such a young age. She originated the role of Mary Poppins back in 2006 for the Broadway musical, which she received a slew of award nominations. She's done several other shows, including Beauty and the Beast. And here in Chicago, she did Showboat and Oklahoma at the Lyric back in 2012-2013. And she's also performed with all the big orchestras here in the country. She sang with the Boston Pops, the New York Philharmonic, and members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, where she's on stage at Orchestra Hall for the next week for a performance of Mary, Mary, Chicago. It starts Friday night and runs till next Friday night. And it's my pleasure to welcome Ashley Brown to the Download tonight. Ashley, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm interested in your, I mean, you do a lot with the American Standards, with Songbook. What's the difference with doing Christmas music? You're doing a whole Christmas thing here with members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. What is it that makes the music so special?
I think it's just the season. You know, everybody's excited. You know, it's Christmas, it's the holidays, and it's always fun to sing songs that everybody knows, but there's also a lot of pressure there, like the songbook. You know, everybody grew up with these songs. Everybody grew up with these Christmas tunes or holiday tunes. And so at the same time, there's a lot of pressure on it, too, because you want it to be what everybody knows and wants, but at the same time, you want to add your own magic
right.
and add your own flair to it. And so that was the struggle, and what I loved most about making the album is finding my own place in these songs
right,
that everybody
right.
knows, and then that's what I try to do with the Christmas songs as well.
I'm intrigued because we had a band in here earlier this week, and we talked about they were playing Christmas music in Studio 435, and they talked about how some of these songs are difficult when it comes to like the chord structure and the way. So as a singer, I mean, we know Jingle Bells, and we may know some of these songs, and we go, oh, these are easy, they're singing. But for an actual professional singer, these are somewhat sophisticated, if not difficult songs.
Absolutely, the orchestrations are always just really intricate. And really, you know, they're written like hymns almost, you know, where everything is just so involved and you will never look up. Like some of the more pop standards now, you might look up and some instruments might not be playing. But with these Christmas songs, there's not one instrument that's not playing at all times.
You know,
it's so full.
The block, the wood block,
yeah.
right? There's a lot of
even
that.
Even the triangle's
right?
going.
The triangle's going. For you, I mean, you've sang before with orchestra.
Of course.
You know, we just talked about this. I mean, and obviously there's orchestral music in Broadway shows, but talk about the idea of getting up and performing alongside an orchestra without the Broadway play, just the idea of singing standards and singing with orchestras.
You know, it's absolutely completely different. People think it's kind of along the same lines. And the difference is in a Broadway show, the orchestra is in a pit, and there would be years you could be doing a Broadway show and you don't know who your drummer is because you never see the pit.
Right.
They're below you. They're literally underneath you in an orchestra pit. And what I love about doing orchestra work is I'm on stage with the symphony. I'm making music with them. They
right.
aren't just supporting me.
You're another instrument.
Yeah, it's a
right.
conversation between me and the orchestra at all times, and we're making music together. There's sometimes when it's their moment to shine. There's some moments when it's my moment to shine. And versus a Broadway show where they literally are accompaniment. And that's what I really loved. And, you know, from playing Belle and Beauty and the Beast and Mary Poppins, you know, those are such iconic roles. And I'm always in so much wigs and makeup and lights and costume and layers of wool and flying over the audience and doing all these crazy things, which was amazing.
You're not flying over the audience at Orchestra Hall
for this? Oh, might have to wait and see. Get your tickets. But it was nice to go out and just be Ashley. And I think that's what attracted me to it at first, about 5 years ago when I started doing this. And it's really developed for me because I got to see who Ashley was as a performer, not Ashley being Mary or Ashley being Belle or Ashley being Lori or Magnolia and the different shows I've done. And so that was really an interesting part for me as an entertainer.
Is it challenging having the relationship change? I mean, you being the star and having the orchestra accompany you, as opposed to being another instrument, as you know, for the conductor to create the music. Was that a challenge for someone who is trained for onstage work?
At first it was, because, you know, I was always trained to look at a script and look at the characters, and I don't have that when I go on as Ashley. And so it was in a way very freeing, but in a way scary, you know, because I was just, I've always been who I am. I'm from the South. I'm from Pensacola, Florida. And so I've always been kind of what you see is what you get kind of girl. And so I've really started enjoying that. But at first, it made me kind of cocoon myself. I was very nervous. And then as I got comfortable, I'm like, I'm liking this. I can talk when I want, say what I want, walk how I want. And in a way, it was really freeing. But at the same time, I love going back to musicals and kind of, you know, finding myself in other characters as well.
We're talking with Ashley Brown. She is a Broadway star. She was Mary Poppins in Mary Poppins back in 2006. She's done a number of shows. She is actually in town for a show with members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at Orchestra Hall right here on Michigan Avenue. A show called Mary, Mary Chicago. It starts Friday, and it goes for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Where did your lifelong love of music come from? I mean, I read somewhere that you were trained early in your life and you got into music when you were a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
But where does it come from?
You know, it's a funny thing because I'm the youngest of four kids and nobody in my family sings, dances. My mom kind of played the piano a little bit, but so we don't know where I came from. I started singing in church, but like any five-year-old, I was in the church choir, but I kind of started always getting the solos. And one of my mom's favorite stories is she was sitting in church, and it was Christmas Eve, which is why Christmas music is even more special to me. And the woman next to her goes, "Well, I didn't know Ashley could sing." And my mom goes, "Well, I didn't either." And she goes, and the rest was history. Because she was like, it took somebody else going, like, she's not just like a screeching six-year-old. Like, she's got, like, maybe I was nine at the time, at that time. And so we just kind of went from there. My parents were both flying blind with this musical child. And I just was very lucky to come across the right people at the right time. And that's just where music, it's where I thrived. I was never good at sports. I was always the last one picked. I was very good in school, but I wasn't like, oh, science, oh, history. I was a good student.
Right.
I made great grades. But I remember when I found music, and I remember just it making me come alive and get out of my shell, and something I really thrived in.
I'm always interested in it because we have a lot of professionals who will come on and talk about when they were a young kid, they got into the arts. But there really is two phases to it. There's having a passion for it and having skill, but then there's also being able to translate that to a professional experience. For you,
absolutely,
talk about the training, because a lot of people will say, I'm a great musician, and you get to music school or some sort, and you're not necessarily, the next step is not to be on Broadway. You may either go in a different direction. But talk about, you know, when you got to the stage of professionally training, what propelled you to stay in the business, stay in the industry, and how it all got you to Broadway?
You know, I think the root of that, it was my parents, because I feel they always let me do it because I loved it. And I never was made to go. But I remember when I started voice lessons when I was a freshman in high school. And there was times I missed homecoming because I had a voice competition. But my mom always let me choose. Like, do you want to do this or do you want to do that? But as soon as you commit, we're doing whatever we're doing. And I think that was instilled in me at a very young age. But I just chose it because I loved it. And I was able to see past homecoming and see past high school. Like, I wanted to do this forever. And I was excited that, looking back, I'm like, well, who did I think I was? You know, but I think being so naive helped me.
I mean, I think that's interesting because there are choices you have to make in your life. And I'm sure you look back and say, I kind of wish I could have gone to homecoming.
Yeah. But in that moment when you're 16, homecoming is everything.
Right.
But now looking back, I'm like, thank God I didn't go there, because I mean, it got me into a good college and I'm on Broadway and all those kind of things. But, you know, I always just did it because I loved it, and I chose it because it made me happy. And it was something that I wanted to do, and I knew that God gave me a gift and I wanted to use it to better the world and just myself.
I mentioned, you know, Mary Poppins, which was your really breakout star show, Mary Poppins on Broadway 2006. That would have, I was doing a little math. You know, I can do some math. You're 24 years old? Yeah, exactly. 24 years old to go into that role, to be the star in Mary Poppins. Talk about that. Talk about, I mean, being such at a young age, being a star on Broadway. I mean, that had to have been extremely anxiety-ridden.
It was.
I can't even imagine what I was doing at 24.
Well, it was. I was like, I don't even know how to grocery shop for myself yet. And here I am running a Broadway show with my face on the front of the theater. But the good thing is I played Belle in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway first. That was my Broadway debut, and I was the 15th Belle. You know, good solid number. One of a kind I am. And I remember going, life could not get any better. You know, I'm like, how did I end up here? I mean, I graduated college a year before, and I moved to New York with my one-way ticket, just started auditioning, and I did it. You know, I pounded the pavement. I worked really hard
in college.
That's an
American success story, right?
It is, and I just feel so grateful because I was like, I'm going to work at Banana Republic. You know, I'm going to wait tables until my big moment comes, and then it was like, boom. And I remember calling my mom being like, Mom, I'm going to be on Broadway. And they were like, what? Like, we were so excited, but it was the most bizarre, like, we couldn't quite handle it. And when I heard my agents called and said that Mary Poppins is coming to Broadway and they want to see you, but of course it was with everybody and their mother was going in. And I had Disney on my side, but Cameron McIntosh also was producing Mary Poppins and he didn't know me. And so I really had to go in, and after 9 auditions over a period of 4 months, I basically did everything but fly on my own. Tom Schumacher, who's head of Disney Theatricals, came in my dressing room at Beauty and the Beast and was like, you know, I'm here, right? And I said, I don't know. He's like, we want you to be our Mary Poppins.
What?
And I was like, what? I remember getting my wig on for Beauty and the Beast, being like, wait, I'm her? Because I knew who I was up against, and had the least amount of experience. I mean, I was so green.
Any situation where there's going to be there's a Broadway musical, and then there's Mary Poppins. I mean, there's going to be a lot of competition for that role.
Exactly. And it was that a moment of elation to, oh no, I have to do it. You know, it was like, this is now in my hands. And Tom Schumacher at that point goes, your life will never be the same. And boy, was he right.
I mean, obviously there's a lot of stress and challenges in any role in Broadway, and playing Belle is a huge deal of Beauty and the Beast. But it was something that they had already had the sort of mechanism set up. You were the 15th Belle.
I was the 15th. I just slid right in there and did it.
This was a brand new concept. So,
absolutely.
I mean, for you to do that, to be a successful, not just do Mary Poppins, but be successful and also tour with it. I mean, it's a big part. I mean, what did you know about Mary Poppins' story before you even got involved in that?
Well, I grew up with the movie, as we all did, and I remember having dances to every song that I'd make my family watch, which was very telling. But being a girl from the South, I never in a million years thought I would grow up to be Mary Poppins. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of irony in there. And it was one of those moments where I was at the right place at the right time, and you know, it was where opportunity met preparation. That's what I always say. I don't like to say luck, because I think a lot of work goes into being prepared for that moment. And at the same time, I don't know if I was the most prepared, but they definitely saw something in me, because they didn't want Julie Andrews playing Mary Poppins. So I went in as Ashley, of course, I'm sure I butchered the accent. They hired me a coach once I got the part. And I just did how I see her. And I never read the books growing up. So that when I was auditioning, I heard, you know, that the story, the musical was based
would
a lot
more
on the
books. Right.
So I really dove into those, and it was found a lot of that character that, you know, just, you know how books always have more.
Do you do that
detail.
As an actor, as an actress on Broadway? I mean, when you get an opportunity to audition for stuff, I mean, are you the kind of person who does as much research as possible
Absolutely.
Before the audition?
You can't be too prepared. Especially for all the unknowns. And that's how I like to go into an audition. I'm almost overly prepared to a point of ridiculousness, because I know myself and I don't do well lifting material, which means like looking at the page and saying the line, looking at the page. Like I'll lose my place, get distracted. And then if the director wants to see something different, I know it and I can be like, okay, let me add that extra layer. And so I've always as much information as I can get, I get. But playing that part, I have to say, was a huge shoes to fill. And every time I really thought about it, it became too big for me. And I'd have to look myself in the mirror and be like, girl, you got to get it together. So I would just be like, oh, I'm just, you know, because when you're in a theater, it could be anywhere. I'd be like, oh, I'm just like in Little Pensacola doing Mary Poppins. You know, if I think like, oh, I'm on 42nd Street at the most infamous theater at the New Amsterdam Theater, originating the role of Mary Poppins on Broadway, you know, it just would have been too much. And I look back and I'm like, gosh, I was – was so naive, and I look back, I'm like, I wonder if I could do that now. Well, like going into those,
you know, we've asked other. I always think Broadway is a great. I mean, to get to the top, to be originating a Mary Poppins Broadway musical is so impressive. And we've had Broadway stars on the show before, but then, you know, it's a 2-year run, maybe maybe a year and a half, and you sort of have to look for the next gig.
Yeah.
I mean, as you are now, you're performing music at orchestras, and you're here in town with the members of the symphony. Talk about what's next for you. I mean, it's a tough business in the fact that you were, you are a Broadway star, but you still have to go in and audition and compete to get every single. Do you see yourself staying on Broadway? Do you see yourself attempting to get with Broadway musicals moving forward?
Absolutely. You know, I did. When you're in a Broadway show, it's 8 shows a week. And yeah. I was doing 8 shows a week nonstop with Beauty and the Beast and Mary Poppins. It was almost about 5.5 years nonstop. And when I left Mary Poppins, I kind of took a break and started doing the orchestra work because I love what I do so much, but I was getting really burnt out.
Right.
I was exhausted.
I mean, 8 shows a week,
8 shows
2
a
shows.
Week, and then just have Monday nights off. That's the only day off. And I just kind of got to a point where I'm like, I love what I do too much to get too tired. And what was happening was, which happens to all performers, all Broadway performers, you just got to have to like take a moment, you know? And that's what I did. And I just had a baby and, you know, and it's my priorities have shifted, not necessarily just for right now. And, you know, when I do the symphonic work, you know, she's been to London with me. I just was with the BBC Orchestra at Royal Albert Hall.
She's and here tonight.
She's here tonight, and we're not hearing her, which is just delightful. Mother of the Year. And, you know, she's just my main priority right now. She's only 7 months right now. Oh. So we're just kind of finding our way. But I absolutely want to do another Broadway show, but it just has to be that right one
right.
to make me not put my baby to bed every night.
Ashley Brown is in town. She is starring in Mary Mary Chicago, which is a show, a performance at the Orchestra Hall with members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. It starts on Friday. It goes for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing standards, Christmas standards. There's
yes.
a whole thing. There's the children's choir and a lot of things going on.
Yes.
This is a big show for the folks at Orchestra Hall. Ashley, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck with the show and good luck with your career.
Thank you so much.